work for you powerfully, you'll trust that. Until you choose that definition, you'll trust whatever definition you believe works for you. And that's what you'll get. Period.
How do you just change something you've trusted for a long time to
a
more positive
belief? Very good question. I'll tell you how you just do it. Are you ready?
Just do it.
Thank you. But I'll also give you the benefit of what you call an explanation. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you. I begin by saying this to you. You can understand this however you want. Everything that you call a different moment, the next moment after that, 3 weeks from now, 4 years from now, a century from now, a millennium from now, every single moment that you call a different moment is actually the same one moment from a different point of view, because there's only one moment in creation. Mm-hmm. Creation only exists here and now. That's it, here and now. But now this is a different here and now. Now this is different here and now. Now this is different here and now. In a sense, it's a different perspective of the same here and now. There's only one here, there's only one now. What you call different here and now is actually the same one here and now, but from a different point of view. So there's only one moment in which you exist. There is only one moment in creation, and it's the moment that's happening right now. Mm-hmm. And it's always been the same moment, but the different moments you experience are you experiencing the same moment from all the different points of view. It's possible to experience that moment from your reality perspective. Now, that said, forget about it. Here is your explanation. What you call personality is a construct. In a sense, I do not mean to say it isn't natural, but let's just use your word, it's an artificial projection. It changes. It changes from moment to moment. Anytime you change an idea of yourself, anytime you gain a new perspective, your personality becomes different, does it not?
Yes.
All right. Now, here's the thing that most of you don't actually truly experientially realize. When you change anything, you've changed everything. I give it to you in the typical illustration. Imagine that you have a blue cube. Can you picture this?
Yes.
It has six blue sides, yes?
Yes.
Now, in your imagination, allow one side to change to red, so that you have one red side and five blue sides on this six-sided cube. Have you got that?
Yes.
Now, there are two ways to look at this, two perspectives, each of which has its own consequence. Number one, and this is, in a sense, the way you've been looking at things. You can say, well, all right, there was this cube, it was a blue cube, and I changed one of the sides to red of that cube. So that cube has experienced one small change. That's one way to look at it, and the way most of you look at change in your life. However, here's the way we look at it, and the way you can choose to look at it, that has a profound effect. You can suddenly realize, wait a minute, a cube with six blue sides and a cube with five blue sides and one red one are two completely different cubes. Utterly different cubes. Totally different realities. Mm-hmm. It isn't just a small change in the same cube, it's a completely different cube. Using this analogy and applying this analogy to your personality construct, which is only formed of definitions, then you can understand that if you change anything in the equation of who and what you are as a personality, then if you do change, then literally, again, this is not a metaphor, literally, physically, energetically, universally, reality-wise, literally, you are not the same person that was there a second before.
Okay.
Literally. If you are literally not the same person, and here's the key, you do not have any of the history of the other person that was there a second before. You are raw, new, zero. And as you define what you are in that moment is what you are, and as you define what you are in that moment is, in linear space-time, what determines your history. You create the past from the present, not the other way around. Every change is a total change. When you know that, when you really allow yourself to embrace and accept that idea that as you change every single second, you are truly, literally not the same person at all, and therefore have no connection, no history to the other person that was there a moment ago, wherever he went, mm-hmm. then you can be anything you want in this moment.